This goes to Dr. Murray. Murray, fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Bigelow, B-I-G-E-L-O-W. Date of birth is 11/4/1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bigelow with hypertension, proteinuria, atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal type, hyponatremia. Her last visit was November 20th of 2023. Since that time, she's been started on Tapazole. She takes 2.5 milligram once a day, and that has improved her overactive thyroid problem. Levels are starting to improve, and she states that she has an appointment to see the endocrinologist next week for further evaluation. She did have labs drawn for us on November 12th, of this month. However, the specimen for the chemistries had moderate hemolysis present. So that needs to be repeated for accuracy. So the patient is going to get the labs rechecked next week before she sees the endocrinologist. I told her to ask them to draw the blood very carefully and slowly to prevent more hemolysis with the next specimen. Her weight is 2 pounds higher than it was 1 year ago and stable. No current chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Her ileostomy is stable. No bleeding, or no skin irritation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, she is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She's on Multec 400 milligram twice a day. Digoxin 125 microgram daily. Lipitor, Plavix, Tapazole as previously stated. Multivitamin, Restasis, eye drops, Restoril. Tenormin is 50 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 119 pounds. Pulse 88. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/12/2024. Creatinine, is higher than usual, 1.28, that could be affected by hemolysis. That will be rechecked in 1 week. Sodium, 135. Potassium was 5.6, moderate hemolysis, must be rechecked. The carbon dioxide, 12. That has to be rechecked also. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio, just at the very bottom of the range for microalbuminuria of 30. And the range for microscopic proteinuria is 30 to 300. Phosphorus was 3.5, also should be rechecked. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on multiple medications and currently appears to be in sinus rhythm. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, microalbuminuria. Stable. We are having her recheck a renal panel next week, along with her thyroid studies that the endocrinologist will be doing. And if the creatinine does not return to baseline, we will probably be checking that more frequently. So new studies are going to be pending. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.